Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Friday, August 14th edition. We have a 12-game slate on tap for you tonight. It was supposed to be 13, but the Cardinals are still doing Cardinals things. So we have 12 games on tap for you tonight. A little bit of weather to keep an eye on, but the biggest takeaway, we have pitching galore. It's been a couple ugly days. It's typical. Every 5 days, we get some good pitching. We have a couple days in a row with good pitching. But tonight, we have 12 games with some really good pitching to look at. Last night was wild. Mookie Betts, 3 home runs. The Rays just absolutely torched the Boston Red Sox. The Orioles completed a sweep of the fighting Phils. I guess they're not fighting anymore. Chalky DeSclafani did not get there. The report's coming out, and it kind of was what I was speculating, was tipping his pitches. And they figured it out when it was too late, when there was 9 runs on the board, because the bullpen shut him down for 7 innings. That tells you something, that the Pirates' bats aren't great, as we expected. So lots to think about there, lots to look at tonight. So let's get at it. Your totals on this 12-game slate. We're waiting on Red Sox-Yankees as Ryan Brazier looks to be taking the mound for the Red Sox. And we're waiting on Mets-Phillies as DeGrom, he's questionable, but should be going against Spencer Howard. So that's a fun little matchup there for everyone to enjoy. But Braves-Marlins, 8.5. Marlins are finally home. It's the first time they've been home in like almost 2.5 to 3 weeks. So it's been a while for them. So Braves-Marlins, 8.5. Pirates, Reds, 8.5. Indians, Tigers, 9. Nats, Orioles, 9. Royals, Twins, 9.5. Brewcrew, Cubs, waiting on that one because it's Wrigley, and you always wait on the weather there. Rangers, Rockies, 12.5. By far the highest total on this slate because you have Lance Lynn, good pitcher, against Ryan Castellani. He pitched 4 innings in Seattle last week, has never pitched in Coors Field. This is going to be a fun one. The Rangers are favorites in Colorado tonight. Seattle, Houston, total 9. Dodgers, Angels, 9. Padres, D-backs, 9. And A's, Giants wrap up the evening with a total of 8. So as you can tell, compared to most nights, we got some good totals to look at, some good games to check out. So one thing also with the weather I mentioned, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, about 15% chance of rain. Cleveland, Detroit, wind blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour. Washington, Baltimore, 15 to 20% chances of rain. Kansas City, Minnesota, about 25% chances of rain with the wind howling out to left field. So keep an eye on all those. Hopefully they all get in. The chances aren't too heavy. Watch your local weather deals that you enjoy for that information. All right, let's take a look at the pitching. There's 3 guys over 10K. There's Jacob DeGrom at 11.6. He's day-to-day. He should be just fine, hopefully, for tonight. Garrett Cole at 11,000. Kershaw at 10.6. If I'm picking one guy up here, it's Garrett Cole. I just go to him every time. The guy's legit. He's off to, I guess, some are considering a slow start this year, but 10Ks his last time out. Looks pretty darn good to be against Tampa Bay. He had 10Ks over 4 2/3, give 3 earned runs. He's given up a home run in every start. That's something that we mentioned a lot even last year, is if you want to get really, really ballsy in a GPP, he's good for 1 or 2 home runs a game, kind of like a Scherzer is, like a Verlander. They don't care. They know their stuff's that good. They're going to groove it in there. So they're gonna make their stuff happen. So Cole at 11,000 versus Boston. I'm not going to go super deep into this because you know what you're getting with Garrett Cole. You know what you're getting with the Boston Red Sox. The Boston bats are pretty quiet overall. Like, the damage they've been doing of late has been against bullpens. So they're not, like, lighting the world on fire about against everybody else. They have a 299 wOBA and a 160 ISO versus righties. They're striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Cole is a great play at 11,000. He's the guy I'd pay for if I'm going up big. But on a slate like this, I don't think I need to get in there. Aaron, thank you. It's raining hard in Minnesota, so that's good to know. Windy this morning, likely clearing up this evening. Thank you, Aaron Rasmus. We appreciate it. And as you guys can tell, we do this live feed on my Twitter through Periscope. It's also on the RotoBaller YouTube channel live, so you can check all that stuff out at all times. You can always subscribe to MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes and your other platforms. Give a rating review there. We'd appreciate it. But the live chat, you can come and be a part of the show every morning. And so always fun stuff in there. But yeah, if I'm paying up for pitching, I'm paying up for Cole. Otherwise, I'm going to save cash because there's a lot of really good options tonight. Like for once, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in the 9K range. That is something we haven't seen all year for sure. Rarely ever see, period. Merrill Kelly at home against San Diego, I'll pass. He's been pitching very well, but I'll pass. I'd rather go to Sonny Gray at 96 at home against Pittsburgh. Like I mentioned, DeSclafani was tipping pitches. Let's get on the Sonny Gray train. He got beaten around a little bit at Milwaukee his last time out, but his 3 starts prior, all at Great American Small Park, dominated Cleveland, dominated the Cubs, dominated the Tigers, 28, 39, 30 and a half DraftKings points. Absolutely filth from one Sonny Gray in those outings. So lots to like, obviously, with Mr. Sonny Gray. Pirates only a 3.4 team total, second lowest on the slate, only to the Giants. 233 WOBA, 100 ISO versus righties, like we talked about yesterday. Sonny Gray is the real freaking deal right now. Absolutely dealing out there with a K rate of almost 30%, ground ball rate of over 50%. Sonny Gray at $9,600. Sign me up for him. The next guy I'll be taking a look at on this slate is Mr. Aaron Civale at $9,300. I don't know how Jake Odorizzi's 94. I know he's facing the Royals, but yeah. But give me Aaron Civale at $9,300. This guy is awesome, over 20 points every time out. I was on him in season long. We preached him up in that, and he's been absolutely great so far this year. 6 innings or more in 3 straight starts, no more than 3 earned runs in any start. He's had 5 or more Ks in every start. He only had 5 last one, 9 in each of the previous 2. Nice ground ball to fly ball ratio as well. He's doing it all. And that I mentioned the ground ball to fly ball because that really, like, I know it's Captain Obvious stuff, but keeping the ball in the ballpark, it's a very nice thing to have. And the Tigers have a 3.9 team total. They have a 290 WOBA, 180 ISO versus right-handed pitching, and they strike out almost 32% of the time versus righties. So expect Civale, as long as all things go well, to get back closer to that 9 strikeout range, not the 5 strikeout range versus the Detroit Tigers, making Aaron Civale a very, very strong play for you today. So Sonny Gray and Aaron Civale up here. And there's one more in the 9K range. We're going to take a peek at that. That's Denelson Lamet, $9,200 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's been all or nothing for Lamet. Dealt against Arizona at home his last time out, 6 2/3, 111 Ks. Against the Dodgers, only struck out 2, so it wasn't great. But then the Giants struck out 7, and then he faced Arizona again, struck out 8. So he's faced Arizona twice. He's thrown 11 2/3 inning. He's given up 2 runs. He struck out 19 D-backs in those 11 2/3 innings. A 37.8 and a 25.7 point performance against Arizona. Some might say, well, now they know him. I don't think it's going to matter with Arizona. They have a 313 WOBA, a dreadful 146 ISO, and that's with a souped-up Rockies series just coming off of that. So Denelson Lamet at $9,200, I think he kind of gets overlooked in this range, so something to keep an eye on if you want to differentiate, because Sonny Gray is going to be pretty popular. You look at Civale, he'll be popular as well. So Lamet's a very good pivot with the way he's dominated Arizona already, as we mentioned the first 2 times this season. So that could be a very strong play. If you want to play the ownership game in a GPP, Tyler Chatwood's $9,100 at home against Milwaukee. The one thing I'll say is he got beat around his last time. There's no hiding that at all, but he still did not walk a soul. The swinging strike rate was still very, very strong. He got BABIPed to death, like ridiculous amounts of BABIP. So it's still risky. $9,100 isn't great. Milwaukee's bats just aren't lighting the world on fire. So that's why I wanted to bring them up. They, as a team, the Brew Crew have a 288 WOBA and a 138 ISO, which is dreadful. And they're striking out almost 29% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So is Chatwood a must? No. But what Chatwood could do is be a very, very nice contrarian GPP play in his matchup against the Milwaukee Brewers, if you so choose. But in the 9K range, I got Civale 1, Gray 2, Lamet 3, all very, very good options. One thing on a slate this size, you can play the ownership game and have a lot of fun with that. The other guy I'm playing today, and I'm going to probably play a lot, like Gray and this guy, Civale and this guy, are some fun combos, even Lamet and this guy. That's Frankie Montas, $8,400. I really can't wrap my head around how he's not in that 9K range. Montas is an absolute monster. His first 2 starts of the year, I'm just going to credit it up to him getting loose, you know, 81 pitches, 77 pitches. But now he's ramped up. He's good to go. Back-to-back starts of 7 innings. No earned, 1 earned. 5 Ks, 9 Ks. He had 5 or more Ks in 3 of his 4 starts. He looked filthy against the Astros and then at Seattle. He looked great. He looked like the Frankie Montas we know and love that we expected. 1.57 ERA. He has a 4.27 xFIP, which is scary, but the last 2 starts, X dip in the three, which is something we can definitely live with Frankie Montas. Plus, now he's facing a Giants team with the lowest total on the slate at 334, 299 ISO, 130 ISO, 299 WOBA, first righties. There's a ton to like of Frankie Montas. $8,400 seems silly to me. Like I said, cash games, go Montas and either Gray, Savali, or Lamet. I don't care. I'd probably go Savali and Montas in cash right now. That's where I'd be heading for sure against the Tigers and against the Giants. That's where I'd be going. But you have a lot of options in these ranges. And Montas at his price point is just too cheap for the matchup he's in compared to other guys in this slate. So love me some Frankie Montas at $8,400. If you're looking to punt tonight, Pablo Lopez, $6,900 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Last year, Pablo dominated at home, much better at home. He pitched okay his last time out against the Mets, just walked too many guys, walked four guys, and then he pitched great against Baltimore his first time out. Now he's back home and in a very, very good spot here against the Atlanta Braves, a Braves team that has a team total of 4.25. They're hitting righties good, 354 WOBA, 223 ISO, so that's great. They also strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. There's a good chance they have no Ronald Acuna tonight to go with no Ozzie Albies. So that lineup's going to start looking more and more depleted. So I think Pablo Lopez at $6,900, definitely punt viable on this slate. And then the other guy you're going to look at that everyone's going to talk about is Spencer Howard at $4,000 against the Mets. The Mets bats are cheap tonight. I think there are some very nice value in their matchup. But you also have to look at Howard. You know the pedigree's there with him. He made his debut against Atlanta, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 4 and get 2 homers, 1 walk, 4 Ks. Not ideal. Not ideal at all, but he has $4,000. Like, he got you almost 6 points. How many batters do we play at $4,000? You're like, okay, 6 isn't horrible. It's cash game viable. It's cash game viable at 6 points. You obviously want more from your pitchers. That's the hard part. Like, I love the punt pitchers. I have no problem punting them going, hey, give me 10 or 12. That's awesome. But now you got to make that up with your bats also. So just remember, that's going to be really, really interesting with, I know what you mean, Aaron. Why couldn't they be on yesterday's slate? That'd have been great. But Howard at 4K, very punt viable. Just know the one thing you're doing when you're sacrificing your pitching, like if you pay 4K more for Montas, who can get you 25 to 30 points, and that's like a 13 to 14 point gap. Are you going to be able to spread out that 4K through all of your bats to get that gap? Very possible. Very possible. But also realize there's so many good pitchers tonight that it's going to be some really good matchups as well. So I'm not saying don't do it. I love it. We talk punt pitching on this podcast all the time. But I'm not as in love with Howard, but I totally get it, and I'll probably have a share or two. But it's not the most ideal situation for me. All right, 10K and above. Like I said, you don't have to pay up tonight if you don't want to, but Garrett Cole at 11,000, sign me up. In the 9K range, that's a sweet spot. Sonny Gray, Savali, Lamet. I like Savali the best out of those three. Chatwood's an interesting ownership play if you want to go there. And then Frankie Montas with the bullet. Frankie Montas all day long. And your punts are Pablo Lopez and Spencer Howard. All right, your catchers on this slate. Realmuto coming off a double dong night. Gets DeGrom tonight. I might pass on Realmuto tonight, but if you want to feel frisky, knock yourself out. But we'll just save some cash here at the catcher's position tonight, which is a nice thing to be able to do on slates like this. Like, if you are fading Chatwood, Omar Narvaez at 4K has a little bit of viability to you, but I'd still like to go even cheaper on this slate if you can. Like, I'm just still scrolling here. Martin Maldonado at 35 versus Kikuchi has a little bit of an upside to you there. Francisco Cervelli is swinging a really good bat, actually. He's 3,400 versus Kyle Wright. Cervelli, 16, 18, 0, 18, 12, 0, 14. Been very, very productive from the catcher's position. He's 3,400 versus Kyle Wright. So Cervelli's a nice cheapie if you choose to go that direction. Or you can keep saving money. If you want to fade Clayton Kershaw, Max Stassi's 31. Not sure I'd be planting my flag there, but that is an option for you as well. And you can keep saving even more at the position. Tucker Barnhart went deep yesterday. He's 29 versus Chad Kuhl. We love the target Chad Kuhl period, especially with lefties. But Kuhl's been a little better this year. I won't like completely downgrade him. But the Reds a 5.1 team total tonight. Definitely something to keep in mind against Mr. Chad Kuhl. So Tucker Barnhart is in play. Other than that, there'll be a few more guys here and there. Just check the lineups as they come out and see what stands out for you there. First base position, again, big slate, lots and lots of options. You got Matty Olson versus Johnny Cueto at 51. That's something to keep an eye on. Todd Frazier and Coors at 5K. It's a steep Todd Frazier price, but the matchup versus Castellani is awesome. Gave up so many home runs last year. A lot of pitch to contact. He's like less than a K per inning type guy. It's going to be interesting to see how that matchup goes. Then you get that Rockies bullpen. Texas should, like, their team total is 6.5. Like, it should be something special in that one. Something to definitely keep an eye on yet again. A few others to take a look at, though, when you scroll on down at the position. Miguel Sano against Junis is interesting. Junis, he showed some reverse splits at times last year, and so did Miguel. Right now, lefty's hitting 350, righty's 332 versus Junis. Sano gets overlooked a lot because he's super inconsistent. So in a GPP, he's in play. Yuri Gurriel at 46. I always love Luke Voit, especially versus righty. We talked about it many, many times. He hits righties very, very well. So 4,500 for Voit hitting at the top of that Yankees order. The Yankees should be very popular tonight. They should be just below Coors. As they face Brazier, who where did you go, Yankee? There he is. Lefty's 377, righty's 264 off Brazier. A very small sample, but I still like Voit in that matchup at 4,500. Going on down to the below 4K range, like you could go 4K at Jesus Aguilar if you're feeling that one there. But like Tommy La Stella, probably not going there tonight. Mike Ford, though, at 38, if he cracks the Yankees lineup against Brazier, cheaper piece of that action. Marwin Gonzalez at 38, if you're stacking Minnesota, cheaper piece of that action as well, if you want to get some extra pieces of that puzzle in there. Hunter Dozier at 34, when I was doing research last night, kept standing out to me over and over again. He's returned from the IL, hasn't had the big game yet, but still five or more points in all three games. He had like three walks last game. He's walking a hit, walking a couple ribbies. He's being very productive, facing Odorizzi. I mentioned that wind blowing out. If the rain holds off, like they're saying, that could be a very interesting play at 3,400. Eric Hosmer went deep yesterday. He's 33 versus Merrill Kelly. Kelly's been throwing well. Hosmer's been hitting well too. So 3,300 bucks for Haas is some nice savings. So first base does have some openings. Overall on this slate, I'll say I'm going to not pay a lot, but like 4K or more at a lot of positions. The outfield's got a ton of savings. You got some good savings here as first base as well. Other positions don't quite have some of the savings. Jake Cronenworth, 2,800 versus Merrill Kelly, if you want to go back to that well, which I love him. I'll play him a lot. So his bat skills are very, very, very good. So don't mind that at all. Second base position, Whit Merrifield's up to 5,900, which just sounds crazy. He's stroking it. He's roping it. But that's wild, wild stuff. DJ LeMahieu at 5,200 against Brazier. Another steep price tag. Really good spot, but that's steep when you can go down to like Nick Solak at 47 versus Castellani. That seems like a very, very strong play compared to those other price points. I get it. Merrifield's been beasting out. LeMahieu's been beasting out. But you get Solak, who's hitting pretty darn well in Coors versus Castellani. That stands out as some savings that's worth looking into. Other than that, though, like I said, it's a weird slate because there's so much good pitching. Like, if you want to fade Sonny Gray, okay, there's some options with Newman and Frazier, but I'm not fading Sonny Gray. You go to John Birdie at 4K, get on, steal some bags, but don't look for the power. That's the difference there. Go down even farther. It's just really, really bleak at this position. Like, Luis Arias at 3,600 bucks in cash, sure. Not sure it's a GPP strong enough in his matchup. You could look at like Chris Taylor and Kiki Hernandez's versus Patrick Sandoval, the lefty. There'll be options with the Dodgers in that one. Josh Van Meter's down to 3K. He's playing pretty much every day, so he's a discount versus Chad Kuhl. Mentioned Cronenworth at 28. Andres Jimenez at 28 versus Howard. Jimenez continues to get it done fantasy-wise, 12, 10, and 10 in three straight games, a 0 and a 22, so 10 or more in 4 of 5. Gets on, steals some bags, and scores some runs. So you could punt easily with Jimenez at 2,800 bucks in cash and a little GPP viability. Don't mind that one at all. Third base position, we have Arenado and Coors at 6K. Not bad. Bregman at 57, okay. But Jose Ramirez at 56 versus Ivan Nova is very interesting. The Indians, they're going to get overlooked, I think, on this slate versus Mr. Nova, and they shouldn't because the Indians have a team total of 5.12. Lefties 350, righties 349 versus Nova. The Indians' bats have struggled this year. 271 WOBA and a .09 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Very, very big struggle. But you get a guy like Jose Ramirez in this matchup. It stands out pretty, pretty good. You got Chapman at 53 if you want to fade Cueto. The ball is flying out of Oracle compared to what it used to, so that's definitely something to keep in mind. Like, don't ignore that information. Lefties are hitting 367, righties 296 off of Cueto. So you can go there if you so choose, but not the most standout sexy play on the board. Urshela at 49 versus Brazier. Justin Turner at 48 versus Patrick Sandoval. You can look at those two for sure. But going on down for some savings, potentially like a Brian Anderson early 41 versus Kyle Wright. That's actually pretty strong as he's been playing great back-to-back 18-point games, homered in back-to-back games for Mr. Brian Anderson. One of your better values on the slate is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, only 4K in Coors Field. I think that's a very, very strong value, very big mispricing there by DraftKings. So IKF at 4K is someone to keep in mind on today's slate as well. But this is one of those positions where the value really shrinks up. Like Hunter Dozier at 34 still is some pretty interesting value to me at this position. Like Yoan Camargo at 3K if you want to go there, but I'm really not running to go play Yoel Camargo in that scenario. So there might be someone that pops up as things happen. Like Alec Baum is now he's viable, but he's facing Jacob DeGrom. Do you want to play Baum at 21 versus DeGrom? Probably not. Probably not for me. Shortstop position. Trevor Story, 6,200. Tatis Jr., 56. I'll take the $600 save for Tatis all day. And you also got Frenchie Lindor at 52 versus Nova. That's a good spot there. But priced up a little high. It's interesting. Very interesting. Seager's back and went deep, but he's I'll pass tonight on that price point. I like the one he's a lot cheaper. That's for darn sure. This is a position that's very, very tricky. Very tricky. Like Elvis Anderson, Coors at 47 stands out. Carlos Correa versus Kikuchi at 45. That looks pretty strong as well, as Correa has been hitting it pretty good this year when he swings that ass B. That's one thing he's doing pretty good. Dansby Swanson at 44. Don't hate that versus Pablo Lopez either. But you can save some cash. Jorge Polanco at only 42 versus Junis. Johnny VR at 41 versus Wright. Two good savings there at the shortstop position with Polanco and VR. It's kind of like if I pay for those pitchers in the 9K range, I'll probably be living in this like 4K range. That's just the way it's going to work out. John Birdie, you mentioned him earlier at 4K. Alberto Mondesi, he's $3,900. If you believe he can get it going, he's a guy to look at that price point. That is some savings, but man, he's been tilting this year. Very, very tilting. So keep that in mind. JP Crawford is lefty-lefty, but $3,400. Not horrible savings. I do like Freddie Galvis at $3,300. Playing pretty well this year. He went deep yesterday, back-to-back games with home runs. Overall, you know, hitting 250, but four homers. He's been productive for the Reds at $3,300. Decent savings in a matchup for Chad Kuhl and the Pittsburgh Pirates bullpen. So I don't hate that if you're looking to save some cash at the shortstop position. Then Andres Jimenez at $2,800. Obviously a solid cash savings as well. All right, the outfield, as I mentioned, it's loaded because there's 12 freaking games. But B, there is serious savings if you don't want to pay up. Like the beasts are up here. There's no hiding it. Maybe Judge comes back in a cushy matchup versus Brazier. Blackman and Coors. Blackman's hitting like 500. So over like the last so many games. He's 6K. I guess that's a nuts price. You got Trout versus Kershaw at 5,800. Betts coming off a triple dong night at 56. They're all great plays. They're all great plays in their own rights, but you don't have to pay up if you don't want to. If you want to, sure. Their ceiling is probably higher than some of these other guys, but there's ways to, like Joey Gallo and Coors at 54. Save a couple bucks from the guys up top. Gallo at 54 versus Castellani and the bullpen. That's a strong, strong play. So keep in mind stuff like that. But if you want to save, like Nick Castellanos at 48 is okay. Christian Yelich at 48 is not bad. I mentioned Nick Solak earlier at 47. He brings some upside to his matchup in Coors. Like Max Kepler at 46 versus Junis, like that a lot. That's a very strong play. Aaron Hicks versus Brazier at 45. Hicks hitting in the middle of that order, put up a 13 spot last night. He's back-to-back double-digit games. Maybe, just maybe, Hicks is getting it going. He's hit safely in four straight in seven of his last eight. So maybe Hicks is slowly getting it going after a very rough start. $4,500, middle of the Yankees order. Decent savings for you right there. And then a few more you can take a peek at. Like Marcelo Ozuna versus Lopez, not bad at 44. I want lefties versus Lopez. It's overall not bad in that matchup. Jorge Soler versus Odorizzi at 43 if you're going to stack some Royals against Minnesota, which could be interesting tonight. That's not always the greatest stack, but interesting. Like Willie Calhoun, I know he's been struggling. He's only $4,200 in Coors. That is awesome. Derek Dietrich is with Texas. He played the other night, had a monster game. He's $4,200 in Coors. So there's two cheap Coors bats with the Tigers to look at for sure. Mentioned Johnny VR earlier. Brett Gardner's only 4K, and Clint Frazier's 4K. Frazier had a monster first game, and he should be playing more often, but keep an eye on Gardner and Frazier if they're in the lineup both at 4,000. Michael Conforto stays hot at 4,000. This is what I was mentioning. The outfield position, lots of plays you don't have to pay up for. There were some very talented guys here. So Conforto at 4K. If Talkman cracks the lineup, he's 39 in a really, really strong spot. There's a lot down here. Dylan Moore is only 38 versus Framber Valdez. Decent savings for you in that one. And there's a few more I really, really like down here if you want to super stay. Like Jesse Winker at 36. Guy is crushing baseballs right now. He's hit safely in 2-4. I wrote this up last night. It's 8 of his last 9, and in 6 or 7 of those 8 are all multi-hit. He's had 4 straight multi-hit games. He has 10 or more DK points in 4 straight games or 5 of his last 6. He's $3,600 versus Chad Kuhl. Winker is a very strong play tonight. He's the cover boy on my values article over at rotoballer.com for today's slate. So check out some Winker at that price point. A few others. Trent Grisham's always interesting at 36. Good matchup versus Kelly. I respect Kelly, but we know how the rails can come off for Kelly as well. So Grisham at 36 and a late night Padre stack is in play often. Byron Buxton's only 35. He brings a tear to my eyes that he's actually starting to play well. Double donged last night out, but just he's hitting for a 298 average. He has 5 homers. He's doing things that we all dream Byron Buxton could do. Just stay healthy, my man. Like the talent level's always been there. Stay healthy. 3,500 is a good price tag. A healthy Byron Buxton at 35 in a good matchup is strong. Brandon Nimmo at 34, good savings. If Jake Cave gets in the Minnesota lineup at 33, that's strong as well. Ian Happ, even though I love Brandon Woodruff, Ian Happ at 33, a little bit of upside for you in that one. Nixon Zell is crushing it. Big game yesterday. He's 3,200. That's a really nice savings for some power upside. Like Winker might be more the cash play, Senzel more the GPP, or you stack them together because they're both kind of hitting close to the order more often than not unless they move it around again. But that's an interesting option for you. So, again, tons of plays down here if you want to save some cash. Like Akiyama's 3K, Van Meter's 3K, Brian Goodwin's 30K, but it's versus Kershaw, so maybe not. Jacoby Jones versus Savali. As much as I love Savali, Jones at 3K, decent punt if you're not using Savali. The upside's definitely there. If you think Cole's going to struggle or give some up, Verdugo's only $2,900 leading off most likely. Little things like that you can take a peek at. But one of my favorite punts, he's cash game viable. He's stackable. I mentioned him pretty much every day this week. I should have mentioned him earlier because he's having a good year, but he's really swinging it well. He had a combo meal the other day, a homer and a stolen base for those keeping track at home. Robbie Grossman, $2,700 versus Cueto. That is extreme savings. Like Grossman and Jimenez, both 27 and 28, you could do that and pretty much do whatever you want. Like in cash, I'd probably start with those two and put them with your pitchers and go from there. But you don't have to. Like, I'd rather have Grossman than Jimenez if you had to pick one of the two, but both very cash viable if you're looking at my mine right there. All right. Well, what three outfielders were there? Aaron said I named his three outfielders all under $4,600. There's a lot of good ones down there. Like I'm saying, you don't have to pay up in the outfield tonight. Something to definitely keep in mind. Yes, Ronnie VR is the man. He can get on steal bases, add up those points in a big, big way. While we're recapping things here, pitching-wise, if I'm paying up for one of the guys above 10K, it's Gerrit Cole. In the 9K range, Savali, Gray, Lamet in that order, all very good. Chatwood's an interesting GPP pivot. Frankie Montas, $8,400. Absolutely love Frankie today. And then your punts are Lopez and Howard, so definitely look at those. And if you're stacking it up, the Rangers and Coors are just sweet in that matchup versus Castellani. That's simple. Rockies are always in play, but give me the Rangers tonight for sure. The Twins versus Junis is very, very strong. The Royals are sneaky in their comeback with Odorizzi. Like, I'm not a big Odorizzi guy. Lefty's hitting 326, righty's 262. Royals only a 311 wOBA, but a 180 ISO is not horrible. Hunter Dozier's coming back. You got Soler. You got Merrifield. You got some bats there. Salvi's swinging it, like heating up a little bit. I'm not saying go all in on the Royals, but they're one of the sneakier ones I kind of like tonight. I think there's some upside there in that matchup. The Astros are always in play against Kikuchi. You could definitely look at that. The Indians versus Nova, they've got the Indians bats are off to a stupid slow start, but a really good matchup versus Nova tonight. So that could be one. But the Indians are a little more pricey, so that's an interesting one in their matchup. The Reds versus Kuhl, I'm a fan of big time. I think the Padres, Merrill Kelly, I respect what Kelly's doing this year. Padres could be an interesting late night hammer. Padres and A's, those two in their match versus Kelly and Cueto, two pitchers that are pitching good, like they haven't had the blowups. At the same time, these offenses, you get into the bullpens, could get quite interesting. The Marlins versus Kyle Wright. Kyle Wright has been wrong so far this year. So the Marlins and Royals, never sexy, but could bring you some upside. They're not like my Orioles, who we love stacking. But Marlins and Royals could be two that you could take a peek at tonight. But lots and lots of fun on this slate. Really, really fun slate. 12 games. I love when we have actual pitching to take a look at. And then we can go and build from there, which makes things very, very nice. Instead of like, there's two pitchers. Like I cashed in a cash game with Dee Scalfani getting minus 18 because he was so cheap. You know, it sucked, but you compare him with Darvish, get all the bats. It still worked out. Like that's just the way these kind of bad slates are working out. These ones you kind of have to think a little bit, which is really fun because the pitching's so good. They all should be really good, but the one that just takes that next step in the same price range gives you an extra like 10 points. That's tremendous. Because if you're using the same pitcher, you're going to be close in the bats. There's 12 games, so you can differentiate, obviously, but you're going to be kind of focusing on the same things with those pitchers. But the one that you get to hit is huge. So Savali, Montas, and Gray, those three, like mixing and matching those is where I want to kind of live tonight, see where things go. Beast Bald asks, would you stack Gallo, Solak, Chu, and Andrus? The answer is yes. Also, don't forget Willie Calhoun is stupid cheap, and so is Derek Dietrich. So you can get a lot of Texas love there. Real, real cheap Beast Ball. But Aaron, love those outfielders as well. Thanks for joining me in the live chat, everybody. Thanks for listening, as always. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Check it out, like I said, on my Periscope on Twitter at BDintric, on the RotoBaller YouTube channel, or go to subscribe at your podcast platforms at MLB DFS Quick Hits. Please give a rating review on iTunes. Check all that good stuff out. Give me a follow on Twitter. I will help you everywhere I can. But I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's been another fun week in the books. Let's make some more green screens. It's fun seeing the green screens in the Slack chats. I have a free Slack chat at Fantasy Sports Degens and much, much more. Oh, yes, the Lion Star Pod, getting ready for that later, Beast Ball. Let's do it, my friend. But you guys have a great weekend. It's always a pleasure. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 14th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.